Welcome to Widowed Too Soon. This is Michelle Bader Ebersole. I'm sitting here with my friend and co-host, Mark Massaro. I said that lead up. At least I didn't say hostess. I was laughing when I listened back last week.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome. Anyways, how's it going, Mark?
It's going well. How are you?
I am pretty good. You know.
Pretty good. Some stuff going on.
Yeah, so this is crazy. This is really crazy. And then maybe the listeners will hear this and won't be offended and think that I deleted them on Facebook. So, crazy. I've had my Facebook account, I think it's 15 years. I think it was before Peyton or around Peyton's birth, so 15-ish years. It's where I chronicled everything, like, of Luke's journey through cancer, through everything. And suddenly, Sunday morning, I go to log in, and I had gotten a few weird notifications, like, I don't even remember what countries. Did you try to log in here? Did you try to, like four different things. I kind of ignored it. Don't do that. Warning. Don't ignore it. I was busy doing things, and then I was unable to log in, and it said that my linked Instagram account had not been following the rules, but it was a linked Instagram account I didn't make. It had a picture of, like, a skull and some swords, and I don't know what they did, but something to get me banned. And so I can't get into Facebook to fix it. It doesn't even recognize you. You go in there and it's like, you can't, you're supposed to log in to upload your ID to show it's really you, but I can't even do that. So it's a big mess. I've been trying for hours and hours and a couple days now. And I can't get in. And so I actually had a lot of grief from this. It was kind of crazy. Like, I had a little grief yesterday, and then today I woke up with probably, I'm not even kidding, the most grief in 3 years, like since the year he passed away, because all of a sudden I was just thinking of not only, I mean, just like the pictures, the videos, and I'm sure some of them I can find saved other places, but it was all in one place. And I actually like the memories that pop up. I share them with my kids, like, oh, look what we were doing 12 years ago. They don't remember, they were little. And I'm like, here's the pictures with your dad. I send it to them, like, almost every day. I'm sending them pictures from Facebook. And all of a sudden that's gone. All these relationships I built, poof, gone. Like, so I just woke up with this feeling of, like, sadness that I couldn't shake for a while. And Joel was being super sweet. He brought me breakfast in bed and was just listening to me. And then it brought me back. This is what it felt like in the beginning, but I didn't have a husband there to help me. Just like all our listeners who are new in their grief, they're going through this, like, hopeless feeling. It's kind of like I had a hopeless feeling for a little bit. It's gone now, but at first. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is what it feels like, but they don't have that person there to help them through it. And I feel like, not that God caused this, but God allowed it so that I could remember what it feels like to be back in that place, because I am just a few days away from doing a widow's retreat, and most of them are new widows. And so I think that it was good for me to come back to that place and remember what that felt like. And it was kind of weird feeling.
And probably also, like, contrast what it's like to now have a great husband again by your side, you know? And so it's got to be, that had to be interesting. But yeah, that sucks. But sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, so it was just these weird feelings. It's not like, oh, Facebook. It's like, I wouldn't care if any other social media was gone, really. But, like, that's the one I've used through his whole journey. There are tons of people who, just like with you and Lacey, like, follow the journey through Facebook. And then, poof, I'm gone. Some of them have no way to ever get a hold of me. And so, you know, and I don't like that feeling of people think that I deleted them or something. Like, I didn't. Like, I literally cannot get back into my account. And so we're trying all these options, including, like, buying a virtual reality thing. So, because it's owned by Facebook, and then maybe they'll help me to get in the account. Like, I'm doing everything. Like, I reported them to the Better Bureau. No, it was a Attorney General in California, because that's what this one video said to do. That's how he got help, because there is no way to contact Facebook unless you can get into the account, which I can't. So yeah, it's been really, like, frustrating. If any readers have any, I mean, not readers, I was just talking about writing, listeners have any ideas, please let us know. Or if you have contacts at Facebook that could help me, that would be huge.
And so, I just searched your name on Facebook right now, and nothing comes up. It's like the account doesn't exist.
It's like, oh, I disappeared. I'm sure you've tried that. Yeah, I tried it from Joel's, and, like, every picture, like, it says he's married now, but not to me, like, to nobody. And then, like, every picture, like, his Facebook was basically me tagging him and everything. It's all gone. Same with Haley. She's like, all those pictures are gone. Like, anytime I tagged anybody, those pictures are gone. And it kind of is this weird feeling, like, I never existed, like, in the Facebook world. Like, it just feels, it's a weird feeling. I can't even explain it. It's not about like, oh, I need that for my likes. It's like, this is a big part of my journey with Luke that feels like it's all of a sudden taken away. And then all, oh, I had another big moment when I was like, oh, I was Luke's legacy contact. So before Luke died, I said, give me your phone. I'd read all about this. And I went into his account and put me as his legacy contact to be in control of everything. Now, I've still never memorialized his account. But if I did, I would be the one that could still do stuff. Well, now if I don't get this account back, I can never be in control of his account. So that was another thing that I was like, oh my goodness. Like there was just so many losses with this that it just brought back grief. And then I was just like, I don't know, last night, like looking at Joel and then remembering Luke and like just this feeling of loss. And like, it was just, it's just weird. So I'm praying that some way I can have access to that. And this also just make sure you guys keep your security good. Like I was like, whatever. Like, cause I get things all the time, like that are scams. I just ignore them. But this really was somebody trying to break into my account. So make sure you have it secured. You can also download everything you've ever done on Facebook. There's a button somewhere on there, which I wish I would have done. And you can download like everything you've ever posted. I was just talking to a friend about it last night and they're like, yeah, we should do that. I'm like, yes, do it. And so
I would highly... it gives you a link or something? I don't understand. If Facebook is gone, where would you open this stuff at?
Okay, so it let me do it yesterday, but it only had profile pictures. Like it gave me a folder that had some things in it, but not everything. So when you are in Facebook, it gives you, I think it's like a zip folder, like a zip drive. And it gives you like everything, your posts, your pictures, like I think. I will get back to you when I know how, when I can get into Facebook. And then it's like a file that you say that you could open with your pictures. Like I highly recommend us who've lost a loved one. I don't want, and maybe this happened so I could help other people. I don't want anybody to be in this position. I mean, I would be even more devastated if I was a brand new widow, like really devastated. I remember when I could not get into Luke's phone and it finally locked up. I never got into it. He told me his password and I thought, oh, that's easy. I'll remember it. Like his code to get in. I tried so many times that the phone locked up and there was like nothing I could do. And that was devastating. That was right after he died. So maybe this happened so I can warn other people who have lost a loved one to make sure you have things backed up because you don't want to. I mean, I know probably a lot of it. I could find the pictures. I could, but it just was all in one place. And it was also that support. We had a group called Luke Strong and it was all about Luke's journey, which that page may still be there. Thankfully, our Widow Too Soon page is still there. Hallelujah. I'm so glad about that for now. We've had all kinds of weird things happening. So I guess that's kind of like one of the biggest things that's been happening for me in the last week. Well, this is just the last day. I don't want to spend too much time talking about all of my stuff. But what's been going on with you?
Well, not to contrast too hard to the... you know, suckiness that you've been experiencing, but I've had a great last week. No, it's
good. I'm glad for you.
You know, there's always stuff I could find to complain about or whatever, but I'm not going to do that. But so I'd say it started with, you know, I was able to send a package out to my mom and she was super excited about that. She's in a nursing home now. And so that's, you know, she had some difficulties with that at first, and so a lot of prayers answered on that front. But the best thing was Tina came and visited.
Oh, good.
And we just had a really, really great time. We went miniature golfing. She came with me to Luke had a school event that was like it was like his music class.
Fun.
Was putting on like a little performance, and it was so awesome to like be there with her.
Yes.
And not just by myself to like most of the things that I've had to go to. It was so awesome, and she got Tina got to meet Luke's teacher, and immediately before they were even introduced, she's like, are you Tina? And she's like, I hear so much about you. He loves you so much. He talks about you all the time.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, what does he say about me? You know, I'm just kidding. But so that was really neat. And Tina said that made her feel special, which was awesome. We had a lot of bonfires in my backyard at night, which was really, really cool. Just a lot of really great conversations. And Tina, I know you're listening. I just want you to know I love you so much. And you're really amazing. So that's we had so a really sweet. Great time. It was cool. And, you know, she got a new car. And so this was the first time she drove her car to my house. So, you know, I was able to help her figure out a couple little things, and that's fun for me. I like being able to, solve problems, you know, typical man.
Yeah.
but, you know, I was just able to show her some stuff in her car that it took me a little bit to figure out. But so yeah, we had a really great time, and it was just awesome. It's such a blessing. But it's funny, like I was saying in the last episode, it is like, it's weird how like down I get after she leaves. Like, it totally makes me like sad, because she's like so amazing, and just my world just feels complete when she's around. And then she leaves, and it's like, man, like back to reality, and don't.
Life. You knew I was going to.
I know. I always catch it when it's too late. So anyways, it's just so interesting, because it's just so wonderful getting to spend time with her, and this feeling, and I want to like encourage people that you can find happiness again. Lacey was the most amazing bride. She was just the best wife. She was so great. And I honestly remember the feeling very vividly. I will never be happy again. I will never be that level of happy again. Nobody's ever going to care about me in the way she did. Nobody's ever going to love me and my kids the way she did. Like, and I'm not, obviously not saying that Tina's any kind of replacement. We all know that's not what we're talking about. But like, that's how I felt. And I believed that with my whole heart. But here I am, and I'm super happy with another woman who is just incredible. And so I want people to hear that and know that even whatever you feel right now, it doesn't mean that that's how you're always going to feel.
Right.
All of a sudden, you start, you know, you can't picture it now, a lot of you in the beginning, but after a year and a half, a year, 6 months, whatever it is for you, you start remembering, okay, like, I'm alone. Like, I'm alone. And then you start thinking about, oh, I wonder what it would be like to date somebody. And then that turns into, like, I don't want to be alone. Like, I want to be with somebody. I want to share my life with somebody. And then all of a sudden, it's, you know, proceeds forward from there. But, you know, it was a little difficult for Tina and I at first. You know, mostly, you know, I was a little more ready than she was. But it was very hard for her even to, like, everything we did on our first date, like, I asked her, like, you know, and we'd already been talking for, like, over a month when we met in person for the first time. And I asked her, like, hey, is it okay if I hold your hand? Like, is it okay? Am I sitting too close? Like, are you okay with this? And things were very hard for her the first time. And I kind of, like, pulled back, not from the relationship in any way, but just I wanted to give her space. I could feel that she was having a really hard time. And so, you know, she cried the whole drive home because she felt like she had cheated on her husband. Right. I mean, not that we kissed or anything like that. I didn't want to do that on our first date. But, you know, it was like, it was just hard for her to be there with another man, just in another man's company, another man's presence. And so it took us a while to get here. And then the first beginning of our relationship was like, I just, you know, I don't know if I can do this. And I was constantly telling, hey, that's okay. Like, you know, whatever you need, I can just be a friend if you'd like. And if you decide to be ready, I remember telling her, just do me one favor. I will be anything you need me to be, but do not give another guy a chance before you give me a chance. Like, you know, I'll be your friend. Awesome. I'll be whatever you need, but you got to give me a chance before you give anybody else a chance. And so it was a long road to get here. So anyways, I just wanted to explain that to people you can find this again. It takes work, but you know, you can experience joy again. So anyways, that is a little segue away from what's been up with me, but that's what's been up with
me. No, that's good. That actually like brought tears to my eyes. Like, we were talking about Luke telling his teacher about Tina and just like how sweet that is. Like, that's just so sweet that he loves her so much that his teacher knows all about her.
Like, it's awesome.
As a teacher, like, I know that when kids talk about someone a lot, that person's really important to them.
Yes.
And so that just makes me so happy.
Yes, it's awesome. Like, it's really sweet. And the same thing was with, now, I don't believe Tina ever got a chance, I don't remember for sure, to meet Alexis's teacher last year. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But the teachers told me about her. They're like, oh, you know, we know all about, because I said, it was something to this effect. I don't remember the details, but something that, I said that, Oh, I think they said, like, oh, and we know Tina's coming this weekend. It was kind of a joke. Because yeah. I was, like, kind of surprised that they even knew who Tina was at this meeting right. we were having. But they all kind of laughed about it, and they were all in agreement. The counselor, the principal, the assistant nice. Principal, rather, and the teacher all kind of laughed that they were like, oh, we all know who Tina is. Like, the kids talk about her all the time. And so, yeah, it was – I was like, oh, that's awesome. They're like, oh, my gosh, they love her. And I'm like, yeah, she's really, really good to them. It's so sweet. Like, she doesn't – and I don't, you know, I know she doesn't feel like she has to do this, but for some reason I feel bad about it. Every single time either we visit her or she visits them, she has little gifts for the kids.
Aww.
And it's so much so, it's like, Luke will be like, hi, Tina. And then he's like, I know you have something in that bag for us. I'm like, dude, don't say that. like, give her a chance. Like, maybe she doesn't bring you something sometime, but she loves it. She's so good with kids. It's awesome. So. I'm getting all emotional over here. I'm really happy for these kids.
Huge answer to prayer. And, like, I love seeing you since I've known you since near the beginning of your journey. And just to see this, it's so beautiful. And just, like, that God had this perfect person for you that your kids will love so much and she loves so much. It's just so beautiful. Like, God is an amazing author of our love stories and how we all work. And I was going to say, I understand that feeling of having someone else, like another parent, not their parent, but someone else with you at a school event. So I think last spring after Luke and, I'm sorry, Joel, sometimes, you know what, let's just be real. Sometimes that, and Joel knows that happens. I never have called him the wrong name, but when I'm talking about my spouse, sometimes I say the wrong name.
Yeah, it can happen.
And so I want everyone to feel okay about that. I just did that and I've been married for 7 months now. It still happens. But anyways, the first time Joel came to a school event. I think it was like right. It was like we just got back from our honeymoon and we went to a concert that Haley had. And it was just so cool having him. And now he comes to school events with me and people know who he is. And I just love it. Like, it's just like, it's obviously not the same as their parent, but it's nice for me to have somebody sitting with me. And even though teenagers are too cool to show it, I think they appreciate the support of their stepdad being there. And
of course,
you know,
and Joel's a really good dude. He's such a good man. He's just one of those guys where I'm like, I just like him. I don't know
me
what
too.
It is, you
know? I know, right?
Really? You do too? That's awesome.
I really like
him. I said it first. I get the credit.
Okay. Well,
no,
I know
but,
him first.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Anyways.
No, but you know, there are certain guys like that that, and I'm sorry. Certain guys that come to my, I'm like, I just like him. He's just such a good-hearted person, you know? Yeah. So anyways. But
so
yeah,
what,
solid.
Solid. He's solid.
Solid,
but
bro.
We were talking about, I was talking to my mom about it recently. So Haley doesn't play sports. So her thing is choir, right? So she's the president of choir. It's like her big year this year. And on the very last performance, they do senior night like they do for sports. And usually the parents go up, present flowers. It's a big deal. I was like, I wonder if she's going to want Joel there. Of course, that doesn't take the place of her dad. Of course, we wish he was here. But I think she would actually appreciate it. Of course, I'm going to talk to her about it before that night.
Yeah.
Like, and I bet she's going to say, yeah, I want Joel there. And it just is special. And it's just, I just feel thankful to have somebody by my side, is all that to say, going to school events and all that.
I understand it. It like, and obviously, I mean, I understand, but like, I know what you're saying too. And like, it is, so Tina's kids are 19 and 20,
right.
no, 20 and 22, sorry. And so, you know, but I've had some bonding moments with them, which has been awesome. And, you know, I know I'm never going to be dad to them.
Right.
But there's been a lot of sweet things that have been said along the way. Like, her daughter said, like, wow, he's going to, like, be my kid's grandpa. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, you know, like, that made me, like, emotional. But at the same time, I'm like, whoa, slow your roll. Like, you know, I'm not ready to be grandpa yet. I'm just kidding. I don't care. I'm just, I'm happy. I would love to be grandpa. But it just sounds funny to say that, you know what I mean? Because my kids are 7 and 10.
Right.
So it just, it's like, whoa, you know, but it was just kind of funny. But like, when I went there to visit last time, I was talking with her daughter about Star Wars. She'd started watching Star Wars and gotten into it. And she asked me if I'd ever seen the series called Obi-Wan Kenobi, which is Disney, you know, it's on Disney Plus, whatever.
Oh,
and
right.
I was like, no, I haven't seen that, but I'm, you know, a huge Star Wars nerd. And she's like, oh, you have to watch it. And so she, like, I texted her after I watched it, and like, so she texted back, and like, we were texting, like, her and I nice. About this show, and she texted her mom and said, I think we're bonding or something. And nice. It's just like, it's really sweet to my heart, because like, I want to be involved in their lives. And, you know, and I've told, you know, I've extended to them that like, in any capacity you want me in your life, I am open to it. You know, I will That's be awesome. Anything you want me to be. If you want me to be a friend, if you want me to be a father figure, if you want me to be, you know, like advice or just help you with your cars or whatever. And so it's been neat, slowly getting to know
That's
them,
awesome.
You know? So, yeah. So I'm Very imagining cool. from Joel's perspective,
yeah, it's more like
I know
that.
How mm-hmm. much it means when the kids start, like liking you. I don't know how to say yeah. exactly, but you know, mm-hmm. when you can feel you're like you're not me. Like, you're not my dad. It's not that, you know what yeah. I mean? When it becomes something different. So anyways, that's, they see yeah. him for what he is, you know, mm-hmm. and he is a role in their
and
lives.
And it was really cool. He introduced them to somebody at church the other day, and he said, my bonus kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they were like, I've never heard that. And they're like, that's cool. Yeah. And they were fine with it. Like, it was just, it was cool. Yeah, they've definitely, you know, I wouldn't say it's like all like buddy-buddy, but they don't have a problem with him. And they're yeah. more accepting. And I know at least Haley's talked to me about it. She just loves that I'm so happy. That's her main
like
thing, you know. But I think they're starting to get to know him better. And,
well,
you
in
know,
5 years
all
down the
together.
Line, things will be different. They will right. be recognizing him more as somebody they can go to,
yes.
you know,
yeah,
things like that.
Else that happened before we get into our topic. But yeah. Yeah, these are all great things to talk about. Something else that happened in this last week was October 19th was our 2 year anniversary of dating. So,
oh, yeah. Nice.
Well, it was the official day. I remember it so clearly. Joel was flying home from Brazil. We were talking on the phone. He'd been on this trip. We talked like every day. And I was like, so do you like me or what? Like, I finally got the courage to tell him. And he was like, well, I never thought about it. I'm like, what? He's like, well, I don't want like long distance. Like, I live in Louisiana. I'm like, doesn't matter. Like, it's fine. And then he's like, well, he literally made me wait all day. He's like, oh, I got to go, and call me back like 7 hours later. He had this layover and he had to meet people. I waited all day to find out. I'm like, why don't we just try it and see what happens? And then he got back on the phone. He's like, yeah, let's do it.
That's awesome.
And I was like, yes. And then we talked, we were talking about, we haven't missed a day since October 19th. We've talked every single day, never missed a day. And we nice. Started talking every day. And then a month later, he came to visit his family, but also to meet me in person. And that's when he told me he loved me. And yeah, the rest is history. So
now he's hubby.
I'm like, did you think 2 years ago when you're in the airport, that 2 years later we'd been married for 7 months and you'd live in Washington? He's like, no. Definitely not. But I'm glad. I'm like, yeah, me too. So anyways,
yeah,
that was something
cool.
we just kind of like talked about this last week, and it was just kind of fun to reminisce and all of that. So anyways, today,
sorry, my eyes twitching. I wasn't looking all Mike.
Eye twitcher. No, isn't it weird when it like
it's
does
my
it,
right
like,
eye.
Moves?
Yes. Oh, I don't know. I think it's lack of sleep. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it does, but my eye's been doing it for like the last few days. Like, it just goes brrr.
I did
you know?
Not even notice.
Well,
most
yeah,
people
I'm
are
sure.
listening, not watching it. Yeah. That's
yeah,
the worst.
Yeah.
When you can feel it and you're talking to somebody and you're like, do they
so
see that?
Just so everybody knows, my eye is twitching.
Okay. Let's get into our topic today.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about scams that widows fall for, or scams that will be presented, just scams that happen when you are widowed. So why don't you go first? Why don't
okay.
you tell us about some
so
scams?
We wanted to do this topic because we want to caution all of you. A lot of you who are further out will definitely know this stuff, but in the beginning, a lot of people don't. So
yeah.
First of all, I want you to understand you are a target.
Yep.
Anybody that's widowed becomes a target, and there's several reasons for that. They know you're vulnerable. They know you're depressed. You're not at your top mind capacity, like I am clearly not either, because I can't speak. But a lot of reason, too, is because they think there's life insurance a lot of times.
Yeah.
They think there's some kind of, you know, potential lawsuit. There's something where they feel like you may have money and that you're vulnerable. So I have heard about several scams. A lot of them involve dating stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I want to caution all of you also that follow our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We try our best to delete them, but all of a sudden we'll just go on there and there's some dude, you know, usually he's a doctor, he's a veteran, you know, he's all buff, Navy SEAL, and he's like commenting on every woman's post the same thing. Oh, you're so beautiful. I'd love to get to know you.
Please send me a
friend request. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lost my wife. What do I do? I'm not saying they're all scams.
No, there
are some legitimate people. But if it seems weird, use caution. Also, look at their Facebook profile. See if it's brand new.
I was just going to say that. Yep.
So we try our best to find them and delete them and, you know, kick them off of our page. But, you know, some slip through the cracks. Obviously, there's like 2,000 people on our page. So sometimes it's hard to see somebody that responded to some really old post. It gets lost in the shuffle or whatever. So that's something to be cautious of. Be cautious of private messaging with people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I heard this story where this was, you know, several years ago when I was first widowed. And even I knew this was a scam. But this guy posted on a widowed group and said, "Hey, so I'm looking for everyone's opinion. I've been dating this girl." It was a guy. "I've been dating this girl for like 6 months. She lives in some other country. I don't remember what it was. And, you know, we talk on the phone and all this stuff. And she asked me for money to fly here to visit." And he's all, "I sent her like $3,000. And then it's weird. Like, I can't get a hold of her anymore." And I'm like, bruh, come on, put it together, dude. Like, you got taken. But he's like, "No, you don't understand. We were in love." And I was like, "Oh, this poor guy." I'm like, "You were in love. She was conning you the whole time, you know?" And he's all, "Because I've sent her money several times and she still talks to me." And I'm like, "Well, how much did you send?" You know, I'm thinking that. And then some people ask that in the comments. He's like, "Well, you know, I'd send $100 here, $100 there to help her out with groceries, to help her out with putting her kids in school, blah, 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 buying new clothes for the kids." And it's like, "Well, yeah, dude, you gave her a couple hundred dollars at a time, which you had no clue what she was doing with. But then you sent her $3,000 for her to fly here." And you're not hearing from her anymore. Like, now there's something she would have to follow through on. She closed the con, you know?
Yeah.
And so you have to be cautious that people will do all kinds of crazy stuff. So, yeah, you have to be very cautious and do understand that you are a target. It's public information that you're widowed. You can't hide from it. Once that death certificate is published, it's public information and anybody can find out you're widowed. You know what I mean? I don't know how, but I know there's ways, because all of a sudden I started getting emails. I started getting all kinds of stuff, Facebook, friend requests from, you know, women, like private messages. Like, I don't get them anymore ever, but like, I used to get them all the time. Like, "Oh, I noticed your profile. You look very nice. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to chat with you." It's so generic.
Right.
But I knew, you know, I obviously knew. I'm like, "Yeah, okay." You know, like, so anyways, that's my, opening statement.
Yeah. That's some of the stuff I was going to talk about. Is definitely, I would get a lot of messages from the doctors or the vets, or you know, they have like muscle shirts on and they're working out, you know.
Yes,
and
probably one of the most handsome people on Facebook.
Right. And then you go to their profile and it's all new. That's weird.
Yes, like, four posts today and nothing before it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, yeah, that's really, really scammy.
Yes.
And then another big warning, this happened to me on Instagram once. I don't know, some chat. And I went to, like, it was like a private message, and then there was a picture, but it was blurred out, like, because it's inappropriate. And I touched it, like, I went boop, and then went boop, and then I was like, boop. And I go, okay. It was a very inappropriate picture. And I was like, no, I did not want to see that. Like, don't ever open it. Like, it's like, push here to unblur. Don't do it. Don't do
I've
it.
I've never
I don't
had
know.
That.
Oh my gosh. It's blurred for a reason. And so, like, I was totally shocked. So don't do that.
Yes, don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't open any pictures from people you don't know. I mean, I know this stuff.
Duh. Or links. Don't click on links.
Duh. Like, I know this stuff, but I guess
it's not all that stuff, but it's links that will, like, hack your computer.
Yeah. And then I remember getting a call from somebody one time, like, from another country. Like, he just, because you can call people through Instagram. And I think I answered it once, and it was really weird. Yeah, there was just, like, a lot of, like, scammy people, like, who I wouldn't necessarily say are scamming for money always. They're scamming for attention. They want your attention. And it's really disgusting and scammy and all of that stuff. And kind of along that line, I feel like it's a scam that all these people say they're Christians on their dating profile when they're, they don't really act like it. I feel like that's, like, a scam. They're misrepresenting themselves. I found that a lot. A lot of people, like, say that. I used to have on my dating profile that I was widowed, but I think that just attracted the wrong people. So I think I took that off, but I was like, well, I want to be real with people. But I think that is, I know some people don't even want to put widowed on their Facebook profiles because they don't want to be a target, which I guess they can be. I think it's so sad that someone would target widows. Like, I know. Hello. Haven't we just gone through the worst time of our lives? Like, why would, I mean, it's just, I don't know, just shows you, like, how horrible people can be. And
it's
just
the wickedness that's in the world. It's the sin. It's what reminds us that people like Adolf Hitler ever existed, and Stalin and Mao, and all these terrible people throughout history, because you don't understand it. You're like, how in the world could somebody do this? It's because there's people out there with evil hearts.
Yeah.
That don't care. And it's hard to imagine, as somebody who has a kind and compassionate heart, to picture, like, how somebody could be capable of such evil. But it's because of the world we live in. We live in a fallen world that's full of sin, and it's growing darker and colder over time. And, you know, like Jesus said, the love of many will grow cold. And those, I strongly believe those are the times we're living in. And I mean, most believers can feel it, you know, like, you know, it's like seasons, right? Like, we know that fall is coming. We know winter is coming. You can feel it in the air, and you can feel it in the air. Oh,
that's not a real song.
Yes, it is.
I feel like you just made it up because we haven't had enough songs today.
No, I just thought of it.
I don't know that one.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's the magic. You can feel it everywhere.
Yeah, I gotta know. Okay.
You remember? Okay.
Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was old school. Wow. I can't believe that just popped in my head. That's some 90s jam right there. But yeah, so like that's the seasons that we're in life. You can feel the world like growing colder and darker, and so, you know, that's why people are capable of these things, because they don't care. And so you have to remember that. Don't think because you wouldn't do this that other people won't or whatever. And so, yeah, like, we really all need to, like, use a lot of caution with the internet in general. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like when you get links, you know. So, perfect example, our Widowed Too Soon page.
Yeah,
we've been getting three messenger messages over the past 3 days that look legit, like they're from Facebook. There's like a little Meta logo on the top. There's like all this stuff. Thank you, Facebook team. All of it sounds correct. It's not worded in poor English. It looks super legit. And it said that we have committed copyright infringement and that our Facebook profile is going to be permanently deleted. And I'm like over here tripping out. And then Michelle looked into it and found out it's a scam. And there was somebody on there who had said the person is claiming that we are stealing their material or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but Michelle looked up the woman's name, and she is a copyright of infringement attorney. And so it seems super legit, but I guess this is a common scam that's going around. So I was like, oh my gosh, our page is going to get deleted. What do we do? Should I click on the link? And it's like, so it's very easy to fall for stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know, your bank, you'll get emails from your bank. You'll get messages from PayPal, you'll get message. Oh, did you make this purchase? If this wasn't you, click on this link.
Oh, never do. Yeah.
You know, Amazon, you made this purchase. Don't, you know what I mean? Oh, you need to renew your, like, always verify from the source directly.
Mm-hmm. Don't ever, click on the links that say, oh, you need to log back into your account. Because all they're doing is getting your information. You need to be on that site directly. Don't ever do it. Like, I get emails almost every day saying my Amazon account will be closed. Like, I get all kinds of weird stuff. I just ignore them. Like, what?
Yes. And they use, like, backdoor scams where they'll trick you. And they'll say, like, somebody's trying to access your bank account. Mm-hmm. And somebody's making purchases from your bank account or something like that. Click on this link to connect with our team and verify your identity or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, don't do that. Go directly to your bank and see if any weird charges exist. And every single time, like magic, I never hear about it ever again. And there's never any weird charges. So, you know, use caution for scams.
Yes. Okay. Here's a good one that I didn't get all the way scammed, but part way. So this doesn't have to be being widowed, but it's just good to know about. So I went to Facebook Marketplace to sell Peyton's DS, like his old DS. He didn't want anymore. He wanted money for driver's ed. So all of a sudden, I mean, I got a million messages once I posted it, but everything was the same. It was like the same wording, the same thing. I got it by like a couple of them. They said, okay, so you need to, like, I sent it to you. I think it was Venmo. I can't remember. I sent it to one of these things, one of the payment ways. And they'd be like, I overpaid. You need to pay me back. I'm like, I'm not falling for that. But they make it look legitimate. They take a screenshot of it. And I'm like, I go to mine. I'm like, there's no payment. So I just started ignoring those. But that's like a classic if anybody says they overpaid.
I did not know about that one.
Yeah. It was dumb. I was like, are you serious? I'd be like,
no, bro. You just paid more for that DS than you were going to.
Yeah. And like, so then I reposted it only accepting cash and local people. And we met with a guy, like it's some 20-year-old who wanted to buy and give us cash. Like we needed like real legitimate people.
Yes. Yes. And don't, just for the record, in case anybody doesn't know this, you don't owe the IRS any money. Right. And they do, but most importantly, the IRS does not accept gift cards as payments.
What?
You haven't heard of it? Oh my gosh. Uh-uh. Yes, people fall for this stuff. Like, it's crazy. And I don't mean to make fun of anybody if they've fallen for it, but, so somebody will call and say that they're an IRS agent and you all this money and back taxes and stuff, and they'll be like, you need to go down to like CVS and get us, we accept Amazon gift cards.
Oh my gosh.
And people are falling for it. So there's certain stores, if you try to buy like three Amazon gift cards for $500 each, they will ask you, like this was a thing in California, they would ask you, there were signs that would say the IRS does not accept gift cards. And there were literally like the cashiers were directed to ask you, is this for the IRS?
Wow.
And people would be like, yeah. And they're like, it's a scam.
It's a scam.
Because there's so many people were calling and saying like, I purchased these gift cards and I got scammed. And I, you know what I mean? And so it was such a big deal that they were putting like paper in the stores, like on the little cashier window. Cause it was during COVID. So they had the, you know, the sneeze guards or whatever.
Oh,
and there
was a
big old thing posted that says the IRS does not accept gift cards as payments.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So that was like a big one going around for a while. There's just all kinds of scams out there.
Okay. So in widow groups. Now I can't remember if like, it's so long ago, like if you told me part of the story or I saw part of it, so I'll tell you what I remember. That in a widow group, there was, it looked like, I mean, they make a profile with like a woman, it looks like a widow, and she's posting all about she has no money for diapers, groceries, that kind of thing. So I can't remember if this is like you told me this or I saw this. Does this sound familiar to you?
I fell prey to it.
Oh, you did? Okay, why don't you finish that story?
So a few weeks out, and this woman posted this story, and that right when her husband died, she got kicked out of her mother-in-law's house and all this stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, this poor girl, like that sucks, you know? And, so I think she put her like Venmo and said, if anybody could help. And I think I gave like $25 or something and said, hey, go get some diapers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then sure enough, like 4 hours later, everybody was saying, this is a scam, be aware, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, people suck. And, you know, it was my fault for falling for it and for, you know, feeling bad for somebody. I mean, I guess that's not a bad thing to feel bad for somebody.
Not.
And I knew the reckless, or not the reckless, the brokenness that I was feeling. And I don't know, I just had empathy, you know, and was like, yeah, here, go get your baby some diapers or whatever. And then after it was reported as a scam and she, he, whatever, was kicked out of the site, I got a message like 4 months later that was like, hey, I was wondering if you could like help me with $100. I'm like, go pound sand. But I mean, I fell for it. I think I fell for something else too. I don't remember what now, but similar thing. You know, it was like a GoFundMe for somebody, and then it turned out the GoFundMe was a scam. The person raised like thousands of dollars, and so it was like I don't remember exactly the details, but I do remember just feeling like an idiot and feeling like this. And it caused me grief because I was like, gosh, like I have no discernment anymore, you know, like, but you know, I was broken and, you know, all I could think about was what I was going through and, you know, so anyways, I don't have any regrets, but just, you know, I just remember feeling so stupid and just feeling like people are horrible and, you know, so,
I think
so that's that story.
Like you said, discernment, like pray for discernment also, like when you're thinking about giving money or whatever, like God, give me discernment about this person. And if you feel a check in your spirit, which we know is like the Holy Spirit, like listen to that. Like there's a reason that I don't feel great about this. And you know, and sometimes when we, like Joel and I've talked about, and like when we were in downtown Portland, I gave some money to somebody, and sometimes like, what if, I don't know, what if they use it for drugs? What, he's like, you know what, it's about the generous heart, and like they need it more than we do. If you gave to them, then it's in God's hands. Like basically,
that's my approach too with homeless people. As I said, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
If he's gonna do the wrong thing, that's between him and God. You know what I mean? Like if he's gonna use the money for you know bad things, but yeah. But there's also there's lots of places out there that can help.
Yeah.
And you can donate money to those places. There's great organizations out there. World Vision, Compassion International, and I always mix up the Salvation Army and the Red Cross. One of those is good, one's bad. And I think it's the Salvation Army is good.
Well, Red Cross is good, too. They do a lot of good.
Well, Salvation? It's about what percentage of the dollar that they use. And I think it's Red. I think it's Red Cross. They only use like 10 cents for every dollar they get that actually goes to things. But like the CEO is making a fortune, you know, something like that, which is I think it's fine if people are making money. But if you're giving a dollar to an organization and they're only using 10 cents of that, there's better places to put your money. I think Compassion International is 90 cents to the dollar.
Yeah, they're great.
That they use. There's also another great one called Grief Gold, Widow Goals. Great organization.
Great organization. Well, here's another thing. You can check with the Better Business Bureau and make sure it's like a good business. And I can't even remember the site. Like when someone had to look up to see if I was a legitimate, there's a website where you can look up nonprofits to make sure they are legitimate.
Oh, that's
I can't remember. But if you just like typed, because they had to real quick verify me. So they went to this website and it has, and I've found it before, has like by state, like everyone listed. So they just typed in Widow Goals and they found it and saw that it was legit. So, and it was too legit to quit. But anyways, if you typed in like legitimate nonprofits, you find the page where you can like type it in. So that's another thing too. Like if it's like they say they're a nonprofit, go check. Like you can check on us. Go look up Widow Goals. We are a real nonprofit. Make sure that it's something that is legitimate. Because there are a lot of scammers out there. And
And it is important, like we were saying, though, to know that your heart is in the right place. Because Jesus tells us to give to the least of these. You know, and so I try not to talk about this stuff. But just for the sake of talking about it, I do things sometimes for homeless people. I'll just say that. And I don't worry about what they... Now, Lacey... She was a very generous giver, but she had a problem giving to homeless people directly because of that reason. Because one time a guy asked, and this is what she used to give money to homeless people all the time. But one time a guy said, "Hey, you know, do you have a couple dollars so I can get something to eat?" And she's like, "Oh, you know what?" And she goes to her truck and she grabbed. She had just gone and eaten at a restaurant and just left, and she actually didn't eat her sandwich. And so they had appetizer, whatever, for whatever reason, she didn't eat it, but she's like, "I have a sandwich here." Like, and he's like, "Oh no, I wanted money."
Oh, wow.
And he wouldn't take the sandwich. And Lacey's like, ever since then, I'm like, no, I'll give to like homeless shelters.
Right.
And then I'll direct them to the homeless shelter. But for me personally, I had a very different school of thought that I, you know, like I was saying a minute ago, that like, I feel like I just have this thing in me that I feel like it could be like an angel in disguise and God testing me, testing my heart. And I always try to follow that response, I'll just say. And so that's something that I feel like. And so with that girl, I was saying I got scammed. I don't have regrets about that because my heart was in the right place. Like I felt compassion for somebody. I felt Jesus putting it on my heart to give. You know, so I got scammed, but I don't have any, you know, I mean, it was $25, big deal, but like, but just saying it was like, you know, but I have always had this feeling. Like one time my car got broken into and they stole my golf clubs and some tools and all kinds of, and I was upset because it was a lot, but like, more than the value of the stuff I lost, I felt violated.
Yeah.
I felt like, oh, they came in my car and like were going through my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it just like bothered me. And so with that, I don't have that feeling. I just feel like, well, I felt like I was doing what I was being called to do. And so, you know, you have to, like Michelle said, you have to pray for discernment in situations, but just be careful. That's what we want to caution you all.
Yes.
Be careful and know, for those of you in the beginning, know that the scams are coming. The messages are coming. The emails are coming. So be aware. Double check everything. Verify everything. It's not going to take long. Don't feel the like, oh my gosh, I got this email. It says that my account's about to blow up or whatever, you know. Go check with your bank. It's not going to like cancel immediately if it is something, you know. And yeah, so anyways, and that's something else. This is super random, but I just thought of this. I don't know if we've, I think we've talked about it on here before, but if you are new and in the beginning, and while it's easy to do, this is totally off topic from what we're talking about, but you should have 5 to 10 death certificates.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to share that because I didn't know that. I got one, and then I had to go back and get more, and it, like, wasn't as easy as just saying up front, like, I want 10. And so, anyways, because you'll need them for things. This is totally random, but it just popped into my head right now as I was thinking about banking and thinking about needing death certificates.
I needed a death certificate to file for a marriage certificate.
Really?
Crazy. Yeah, because I have to prove that I'm not married.
Oh, wow. So see, yeah.
You have to have them for everything that I would, because I don't have like a divorce decree. So you have to prove that that person's no longer here. And so you have to have a death certificate.
I did not know that.
I think Joel had to bring his divorce decree or whatever, and I had to bring the death certificate, which makes sense in second marriages. They want to make sure not more than one person at once.
Of course, yeah.
So that was something I needed it for. I feel like closing a bank account. Yeah, it was just a few months ago that I took Luke's name off and put Joel's name on, and I had to have a death certificate for that.
Yeah.
There was something else.
If you refinance your house...
Wait, that wasn't death certificate. That was marriage. Okay. Sorry. Thinking in my head. Yes. Refinance your house. Yeah.
Anything, all kinds of things. There's so many things you wouldn't think.
Yes. I had to put Luke's truck in my name because it was in his name. Death certificate. Like anything like that, you have to prove, which makes sense. I've had to explain to my kids, like, why do they need that? Because they want to prove that, oh, they were asking about the bank account. I'm like, well, because what if I was just saying he died and then I would cut off his access? Like, they have
just
to know
some angry wife. Or whatever, or some angry husband just deciding to,
They have to have proof, but those are not fun. Like, I have in this file, I have birth certificates, death certificates, like everything all in one file. And it's just, I hate the death certificate. Like, it just, I mean, it's just weird to see it like all on a piece of paper. Like, it's so strange and I don't like it. But yes, get death certificates for sure if you haven't done that. Someone had another widow before Luke died had told me that, so I ordered like 10 the first time or whatever. I think I haven't had, maybe I had to reorder, I don't remember, but I've had to use them for a lot of things. And it's not fun, but something we have to do.
And sorry, that was super random, but I was thinking about banking accounts, I remembered that and it was like, oh, that's something that people might not know who are in the beginning. And it is, I would say it is easier to I mean, I wouldn't even remember where to go to get them right now if I needed to. I'd have to, like, research and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was through the funeral home. That's how I got it. But I don't know how I would do it now.
Yeah, it's from the, I think it's from the county clerk or something like that. Oh,
yeah, I think they did it for us once I told them, something like that.
Yeah, but I've needed it for several things. I needed it when I sold my house, even though I had refinanced and put it in my name. I still needed it for some reason when I sold that. And I'm like, but I refinanced. The house is only in my name now. And they're like, we still need it to, like, verify something or whatever. I think it was for, I think they needed it for the county. Or something like that. The county needed to verify that Lacey no longer owned the house. Something like that for taxes or something. I don't know. But so just, just a little piece of advice.
About death certificates. I feel like there was something else I needed to use it for, but I can't remember. I'll come back to that if I remember. So another scam. I feel like this is a scam too in the whole like dating world is people misrepresenting themselves saying that they're Christians. And then also not posting accurate pictures. Like, I'm being real. That's kind of like a scam.
Yeah.
I didn't have that so much, but the common thing, so I would ask, like, you know, I just went on a few dates with random people, and I would ask them, like, what's been the weirdest thing about online dating? They're like, that the girls don't look, like, that they totally, in a lot of cases, they completely alter their pictures and don't look anything like that. So I would recommend, you know, because people are like, well, I want to get their attention, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, but you're going to meet them eventually. Like, they're going to see you. So I would recommend if you're doing dating apps, just be real. Like, the right person's going to love you for who you are and how you look. Like,
yes. Well, don't doctor I can't, the photos. I can't say that I did that perfectly. I told Tina I was 6'2". No, I'm just kidding. I didn't. Nice. I'm just kidding.
thought she wouldn't find out.
No, but you know what's cool is, you know, I thought she was just beautiful in her pictures and just really cute. And just I just really liked the way she looked a lot. And then when I remember when I first met her in person and she got out of the car, I couldn't help myself. The words that came out, I'm all, oh, my gosh, look at you. Aww. And I was just like, you are so much more beautiful in person even. Like, I can't believe it. And yeah, that was like a really cool moment, you know, that I was just like, oh my gosh, you know.
Joel said to me too, and I was so nervous, even though we talked on the phone every, you know, we'd done FaceTime every day, all of this, but I'm like, what if he doesn't like me in person? And like, what if he's not really cute in person? But it was all good.
Yeah, and it's funny because you said that because I was so nervous because we met in Kentucky, which was exactly the middle. It was 2.5 hours for both of us to meet at this park called Lake Reba Park in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Is near... I always forget. She remembers all the cities. I forgot.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we met, and the whole way there, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like biting my nail. I had like no fingernails left by the time we got there. And then she texted me and said, I'm pretty nervous or something like that. I don't remember exactly how it went down, but I remember texting her. I'm like, oh, don't be nervous. Like, I promise you, like, it's going to be great. We're going to have a good time. Like, I'm a really nice person and, you know, all this, whatever. You know, I was just trying to like calm her nerves. Mm-hmm. But inside, I was like, somebody needs to calm my nerves. I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
You know, but we had a great time. It was super cool. I mean, aside from, you know, all the grief and stuff like that. But just, you know, it was, I just was like, oh my gosh, you're so cute, pretty, and beautiful all at the same time. Nice. I don't know how you do that. But yeah, it was awesome.
And I would say on the scam side too, speaking of dating, always meet in a public place. You're meeting somebody for the first time that you met online. Like, be safe.
Yeah.
Like, don't, like, be like, let's meet in a cave or, like, whatever.
Yeah, that's a popular one.
I don't know.
Don't meet on the loading dock behind the grocery store.
Right? Well, even, like, my son, who's old enough to be on dating apps now, he would meet girls in, like at a park where there's nobody. I'm like, that's not safe for you because a girl could claim anything, too. Like, you need someone that you don't know. You need to be, so I guess for men and women, like, you need to be in a public place where, like, you couldn't be accused of doing anything and they couldn't do anything to you. So that's just a little, like, internet safety. Like, if you're going to meet up with somebody, make sure it's a public place. Also, do some research. And also, always let someone else know, a good friend, family, whatever. I'm going on a date. Here's the name of the person. Here's where I'm going to be. I'm going to text you when I'm done, like, for safety.
Like, yeah, Tina had like 3 people that were like her check-in buddy or whatever, you know?
Yeah,
I think it was like 3 sure people like checked in on her, like, hey, everything okay, you know, or whatever, which is awesome, you know? Super cool. But yeah, it's funny. Yeah, that's just funny. I'm such a, I have this big problem where I just see the best in everybody.
Yeah.
And I just think everybody's a good person. It's a problem. You know,
it's kind of like Joel. Joel does that.
I'm very trusting. I'm very, mm-hmm. very trusting. And mm-hmm. think like, nothing's going to happen. You know, I learned that from Lacey. Mm-hmm. She was very naive about how dark the world could be. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, but she's very much had this outlook on life of like, everything will be fine. It'll be great. It'll be fine. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. Nothing's a problem. And I was like, okay, you know,
yeah.
So I kind of adapted that personality a bit. I think I was always kind of like that, but just she made me feel like it was okay. And, you know, I'm kind of, I've gone through phases of my life of being, because I don't know if anyone knows about the Enneagram. I've talked about this with Tina a lot. She's really into it, but like I'm a six. So mm-hmm. I tend to be like, skeptical of the world, but mm-hmm. it took me like learning how to be a very positive person to not see the world in that way anymore. So, anyways, So, anything else about scams? Any other scams?
Oh, I can't think of any more right now. I know there's a lot out there, and just be cautious. Still see the best in people, but be cautious and ask God for discernment. Mm-hmm. Like just to help you be aware of like, is this someone I can trust? And if you're having a gut check feeling, then that's God speaking to you that like,
yes,
this isn't okay.
Say that you do, start chatting with somebody, a guy or girl, depending on whoever you are. And you know, but you kind of are suspicious. You don't know if they're like a real person or if you're being scammed or whatever. Mm. You can always ask them to send you a picture with them, like say holding up a piece of paper with your name on it and today's date.
Yes. Or something. Good. That's
and
a good
I know
point.
People can Photoshop it or whatever, but like, or with AI now you can do all kinds of crazy stuff, but at least it's something. Or say like, send me a picture of you holding up four fingers or whatever you think of, but like,
and then really
see if it's
that.
The same person. You know what I mean?
Yes. I just remember that I had that same thing. I don't remember. It was a long time ago, Instagram chatting some guy a long time ago before Joel. And I remember saying to do something and like, then it would take him like 20 minutes to take a picture because I could tell he photoshopped it. And then I'd be like, now do this. And then eventually I got to one he couldn't do and it all fell apart. Because it was a total.
Let's see how good you are at Photoshop.
Yeah, that's basically what it came down. You can also, one of the very first guys that I ever chatted with on Facebook said, hey, can we text? Because I just want to make sure that you're real. Like a real person, like not just like a Facebook thing. So that's one way you can do it. But if you don't want to give out your number, you know.
Yeah.
Have to do that. But that's an idea.
You know what? And while we're on the topic of scams, this is totally not on topic of being widowed, but like on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, do not participate in those games where they say, oh, your birth month plus your year you were born is this nickname, like what's your dragon name or whatever. Like those are phishing scams to get, and they will, it's all the same place and they will pool all of the data they gather from you. Mm-hmm. And they will use that data to hack your passwords.
Right.
Don't play those games.
Well, you mean like the quizzes? I used to do those all the time.
Yeah, don't do those.
Like, you know, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, because they're getting answers from you. It's personal information. You know, it's like, what was your mom's maiden name?
Well, I wouldn't do that. Like, you know, which Disney princess are you? And which, no, I haven't done those in years, but there are all of those ones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that looks fun.
Those things are like, I think they're what they call, they're like data mining or something like that. Oh. And they will accumulate several things from you and they can figure out patterns and different I don't know. It's crazy. I don't understand the technology. As if somebody's listening that does understand technology knows, I don't know what I'm talking about other than to know that these things, they use these things to scam you or to gather information about you. I mean, we all know our phones listen to us now.
Yeah, for real.
You're talking about something, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, weird. I got an ad for that really random thing on Facebook. And so I said that, I have to say this publicly. I said a long time ago my phone is listening to me, and people are like, you're crazy, it's not doing that. Like that, why would they listen to you? And I didn't understand advertising at the time. I didn't understand that was why. I'm like, I don't care. I'm telling you, my phone listens to me. Well, now that's public information.
Yeah.
So I'm taking it a step further now.
Ooh,
and I believe this to be true. And I am a six, so I'm kind of a, you know, little bit of a conspiracy theorist guy. I believe that my phone can read my thoughts. and I know that sounds crazy, but I'm telling you would be shocked to know the technology that's out there. I've seen this stuff coming out recently about Wi-Fi routers, that they can not only detect your mood, but that they can use the radio waves signaling, pushing through your house, and as it bounces around bodies, they can make a 3D printout of exactly who and where things are in your house.
That's crazy.
But I've seen these things about technology that based off of your search patterns, your whatever. I mean, we have no idea. We have no understanding just how strong supercomputers are nowadays. Actually, I saw this thing that they were looking at brain waves, and it was able to identify a dream that a woman was having.
Whoa.
And so there is technology. I don't know how far along it is, but there is technology that can read your thoughts now. And I personally believe that our phone's doing it, because there have been things so random that I have thought about. And then I'll give you an example. I was sharpening a knife over a sink, and because it was like a wet sharpening, using like a whetstone or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sharpening the knife, and I just thought in my head, gosh, it'd be so cool if I had something that stretched across the sink that would just drain through it. And I'm not even joking you. Like, an hour later, I see this advertisement for this thing that fits over your sink that has the drain holes through it. And I'm like, this is crazy. And stuff like that's happened to me like 5 times. So I know a lot of people are probably laughing at me right now. I don't care. But
don't you think
that's what I believe.
You know, like when you're looking to buy a red truck, you see red trucks everywhere. You know what I mean? It's like that thing of like your mind is more aware of something if you were just thinking
that's,
about it.
So it that's could be possible. That too. That's possible. I'm sticking with my theory, but that's possible.
Okay, well, that's a great theory, too. So
Tina's also a six, and so we've made jokes about us both wearing the tinfoil hats together.
That's interesting that you guys are the same thing.
It is,
instead of different. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I won't get too into it because Tina's really into it, and I'd love to have her on sometime to, like, talk about it with people because
really
I think it's
cool.
Really fascinating.
It
she knows a lot.
It is interesting. I am a seven, the achiever, something like that. I think that's what I was. Seven with a little bit of three.
I think three.
It's energetic.
I think you're a three.
Is that the energy one? The three is the...
Like the performer, I think it is.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It that's was like seven the nickname three. For it. I mean, for me, it's called the loyalist, a six. But so they don't always like,
I think that's
you know,
Joelis. I can't remember.
I can picture that. I can picture
I need to
that.
Ask him. We did all this. We had our kids do it too. I just don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Tina probably, it's crazy. Tina can have a conversation with somebody for like 10 minutes and be like, oh, she's a two. Oh, she's a one. Oh, she's a four. And so she thinks you're a three.
Three. Okay. I know that my results were seven and three.
Uh-huh.
I'll look it up. I have it written down somewhere.
And so there's also an interesting thing that you go to different things under stress or under health.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like, I can go to a nine or I can go to a three. Anyways, there's so many people listening that don't know what we're talking about. But I love nerding out on this stuff with Tina because she knows so much about it. And so I'm like, so what if this? What if that? Oh, yeah. I think it'd
be
fascinating for a lot of people to know all this stuff that she knows about it. It's very interesting once you, like, learn to kind of – once you identify your personality type. This isn't, and for anybody listening, this isn't any kind of anti-Christian thing.
Right.
It's just personality types. And, like, my old pastor was really into the Enneagram. So it's not like, you know, a lot of people hear it and they think it's some, like, witchcraft stuff or anything. It's not, it's not like that at all. It's just very interesting because when you know your personality type, you really understand a lot more about yourself. And so she's talked about we want to, like, research and mostly her research, like, the Enneagram related to, like, grief. And so maybe the different Enneagram types grieve differently or whatever. And so I don't want to steal her thunder, but I would love to have her on to talk about this stuff. I think this would be very, very beneficial to our audience. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'll leave it at that.
Three is the achiever, and then seven. Oh, the achiever.
Okay.
And then seven, which is the one I was thinking it was. Seven is the enthusiast. So it was like a little bit of both, but yeah, definitely achiever.
So I'm a six wing seven.
Yeah, the wing. There was a wing in there. I remember that.
Yeah, but so I didn't know this, but the wing has to be on either side of the number. So if you're a six, you can only be a wing seven or a wing five.
I get what you're saying.
I because when we first talked about it, I'm like, yeah, I think I'm like a six wing two. And she's like, yeah, that's like, not a thing. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, tell me. But so anyways, anybody who's listening who knows what we're talking about is probably really interested by this. But Tina's very knowledgeable.
The loyalist. This is totally, I think this is Joel too. Like this one, when I just look up the loyalist, it says, let me just pull it up. Reliable, hardworking, responsible, trustworthy, excellent troubleshooters. They foresee problems and foster cooperation. Internally stable and self-reliant, courageously championing themselves and others, typically have problems with self-doubt and suspicion. Do you feel like that's accurate?
Yep.
And let me just...
But if you read what a six... I mean, I'm not saying do it right now, but if you read what a six wing seven is, you'll see that it's very different from a six wing five. Okay. So the six wing five tend to lean more pessimistic, and the six wing seven tend to lean more optimistic.
Yeah, because I think that one's Joel too. And then this is the seven. Oh, wait. So I was three. Hold on. I know everyone's so interested in this, but this
I'm sure they are.
Okay. I know we've talked about it before. So the achiever, which I this is probably my top one. Self-assured, attractive, and charming. Yep. Ambitious, competent, energetic. They can also be status conscious and highly driven for advancement. Typically have problems with workaholism and competitiveness. Check. I wouldn't say workaholism, but like, so when we were reading this, it was like, it helped Joel to see, because he's always like, you don't have to work, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I have to work. Like, what do you mean? Like, I've had to financially, but now he's like, you don't have to if you don't want to. I can take care of you. I'm like, no. I like literally have to. Like, I can't focus. Like, I can't feel complete unless I'm working and I'm achieving something.
Yes. No, read what a three is, because I forgot.
That was the three.
Oh, that was the three. I thought you said that was the seven.
Oh, I said that was three, the achiever. And
oh,
then the,
okay.
The
yeah, that's
seven.
I think Tina hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yep. And then seven is the one I thought I was. The enthusiast. I think I have some of this. Well, I thought it was a three wing seven, but I guess you're saying that's not possible.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was a thing too, but
because
it's not.
This one is the enthusiast, extroverted, optimistic, versatile, spontaneous, playful, high spirited, practical. They constantly seek new and exciting adventures. Typically have problems with impatience and impulsiveness. That also sounds correct.
You know, there's a little bit. So there's a little bit of all of them in all of us. It's what are you dominant? You know, and a lot of people don't like it because it like puts them in a box. I think, Tina, correct me if I'm wrong when we talk on the phone next time. I think ones are typically like that because they don't like being put in a box. Mm. But you're not. Like when I read about things about a one, two, three, four, five, all the way up to nine, I can find characteristics about myself in all of them. Yeah. But it's the most dominant ones. And you can take tests to find out what you are. It's called the Enneagram.
I did this. Oh, no. He's a nine, the peacemaker. I think that's totally Joel.
That sounds right. Yes.
Yeah.
Actually.
It's
now, funny. He can go to a – I think – I'm not even going to try. I'm going to let Tina talk about all this stuff because I'm going to misquote a bunch of stuff. And if anybody's listening they're going to be like, no, that's not right, dummy.
Yeah.
So, but Tina will come on and set me straight on all of this stuff.
Yeah. So
I think she said she thinks Joel is a nine.
Yeah. Right on, Tina. This is totally, because now I'm remembering and I just looked up nine. The good listener and friend. What I love. This is just explaining it differently. Being at home, stability, giving insight. Please don't shut me out. Rush my decision. I don't know. But just the peacemaker. Trusting, good natured, optimistic, non judgmental. Totally.
Yes. My friend Brian is a nine. Yeah. And he is a total peacemaker and just everything's fine. Everything's fine. Like when he would come over when Lacey was sick, a lot of times it was hard for me and it was just hard for me because I'd be panicking.
Yeah.
And he was like, bro, it's going to be fine. We'll just give her a couple aspirins. I'm like, dude, you don't understand. Aspirin isn't going to work. And he's like, no. But you know what? He was right in that situation. The aspirin in that particular situation worked. And I'm, wow. Yeah, I was sitting there like, and I'm just going to get real here for a second. Sorry, yeah. This is gross to people, but like, I was currently sifting through a bowl of throw up trying to see if her pain pills came up. And what she was taking was not aspirin. It was Dilaudid, high doses of Dilaudid while wearing fentanyl patches.
Oh, yeah.
She was on high, high levels of pain medication. So I'm like, so him coming and telling me she'll just take a couple of aspirins, I'm like, dude, no. You know, but he was right in that situation. And I think honestly, a lot of it was like his calming presence. And he was so just like, hey, sweetheart, to Lacey. He's like, you're going to be fine. Don't worry. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, dude. Like, no matter how panicked I was, he's like, bro, like, you're all right, man. Just give me a hug. Let's pray. And I'm like, so sometimes it was like, oh, man, I love having you here. But anyways, so, yeah, I think Tina Peg Joel is a 9, if I remember right.
Yes, I'm positive. I just texted him to ask, but I'm almost like, I'm 99% sure he's a 9. Well, now that we've identified,
so if anybody wants
Tina's
to know,
Joel's and mine.
Yeah, reach out to Tina.
Yes, and
she'd
yeah,
love to fill you. I'm trying to get her to start a podcast. She's very interesting. Yeah, she's
and
she
we
has
will
a great
promote
personality.
Her constantly.
Exactly.
That would be so great. Yeah, yep. I love that.
So, anyway, right. Sorry, we're kind of rambling talking about the Enneagram.
But that's okay. People like to listen to us, right?
Yes. I think. This is how Tina and I talk for like 4 hours at a time. All I have to do if I want something to, you know, if I can't think of anything to talk about, like, we just start Enneagram. Talking about the Enneagram. And it's neat because she loves talking about it and I'm fascinated by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it is very
so it's like,
interesting.
There's never been a time that she talks about the Enneagram that I'm like, okay, let's move on to something else. I'm just like, so what else? What else? What else? You know? It's really interesting to me. So anyways.
All right.
Enneagram ways.
That was the corniest one ever. Yep. Maybe.
Dad jokes.
All right. Dad jokes. Okay, one more thing. Yes. So we were watching our friend Becca's kids while Becca was at Heart Change, and Joel likes to try to do these just dad jokes all the time. And her little boy, well, not little, he's 11, and he's like, he goes, dude, you're really bad at joking. And I was like, I told you.
That's
he's
awesome.
Always trying to do funny stuff, and my kids are like, why does he do that? I'm like, he thinks he's funny, but okay.
He thinks he's funny,
and I've told him he doesn't have to constantly try to joke, but he likes to. So,
yep. Hey, anyways. That's all right. I like that.
That's all right.
We got to have Joel back on here soon.
I know. Yeah,
we got to do a post-married Joel interview.
Yes, let's do it. Yes, we'll do that soon. Yeah. And by the way, side note, this is 98 again.
yes.
If you listen to the last one, it says 98. I went back and saw, I think it was 93. That was just gone. It was like 91, 92, 94, 95. I'm like, oh, oops. So then I went back and renumbered them. And so this is 98. And then 99, I think we're going to have a guest. And then 100 is going to be our hopefully live episode if we can figure everything out since I've been banned from Facebook. But I think we'll figure it out. And then, lots of great stuff coming. Lots of good stuff. This is just the
super
beginning.
Exciting. What,
I can't believe, like, I literally can't believe that it's almost been 100 episodes. Like,
I know.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
Cray. It is. And I mean, I'm really like,
I can't believe people still want to listen to us.
Yeah. So yeah, I met somebody.
Thank you, audience.
Who told me she's listening to us for the third time. Like she really like is taking notes and like, I was like, wow, you're our biggest fan. Like that's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, like all the way through. I mean, I've done that with like The Office and King of Queens, but like.
We're on that level.
She's doing it with a podcast. Like listening, she's listened to all of our episodes. Now she's going through the third time.
That's more than we've probably listened to our own episodes. Like, let's be real. I bet you have not listened to every episode of the ones where
I have not listened to every episode. I haven't even listened to every episode that we've done.
Oh, yeah, I guess
you
I haven't
know what
either.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not about that. It's just I was there a lot of times. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
I know.
It's like, but also like the podcast, I don't listen to podcasts. I'm not
really?
A podcast listener.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
No. Tina is. Tina always listens to podcasts. She has like, I don't know, 10 of them she follows.
Yeah.
I've just never been a podcasting person. So it's not what I think of for entertainment or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
I listen to, Beatles radio, or actually just recently I'm stoked on this. I found this is so random. My favorite radio channel in California was K-Wave 107.9. It's a Christian radio channel. And I was just telling Tina that, it sucks that they don't have that out here, but I thought about it and I was like, oh wait, I have the app on my phone.
Nice.
And so the app live streams the radio programs.
So nice.
So I have it again in my car, so that's what I listen to.
That is exciting.
Alistair Begg and Jack Hibbs and all these, you know, great pastors. So
nice. Sounds
yes, good.
Well,
good
stuff. Do you wanna pray for us?
Yes, I do.
Close it out? Okay.
Lord, thank you so much for this ministry that you've afforded to us, and we pray that we would always use it for, you know, that you would always use us to do the work of your kingdom and remember to point people to you in everything, because you are what's important in this world. And Lord, specifically about today's episode, I pray that you would protect people from scams. There are so many out there, and I pray, Lord, that you would protect us from evil and the, like, nobody needs that in their life after everything they're going through already. So please give people discernment and wisdom to recognize these scams before anything happens to them. Yeah, we just thank you, Lord. And also I'd like to pray, Lord, that you bless this retreat that's mm-hmm. coming up for, you know, Michelle and our listeners. And I just pray that it would be a great time of worship and just rejuvenation and hope. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So before I say my little regular stuff, I just got a text from Joel, and he said, yes, he is a 9. So Tina's right. There we go.
Go Tina. She's awesome. She's so awesome. It's crazy. She is so good at it. Like,
yeah, I can tell.
It's crazy. She is so good at it. She just hears a couple of things, and she's like,
wow,
oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
He's like... You know, she's like, oh, he's a 5. He's definitely a 5 or whatever. Like, she could just, like, it's crazy. And she's always right. Like,
wow.
Sometimes she'll be in between two, but she'll lean to one. Like, it's yeah. She's really good at
wow.
it.
Wow. Nice. Well, if
so,
you
yeah.
like this podcast and you want to take a couple minutes and write a little review, we'd love that, or rating, and give it a little 5. Bing. Oh, I said it wrong. Bing. 5 stars. Apple Podcasts. Spotify. Make sure that you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode, because then right when it comes out every Tuesday morning, we've been really good. We haven't missed in like months. You will get a notification. You will not miss an episode. And we have some fun, exciting things coming up, some guests coming up that you don't want to miss. So make sure you do that. And share this with a friend. If you have a friend who's widowed that you think you could benefit, we love that. So this is the coolest thing. We saw somebody sharing it to somebody else, and then the person's like, oh, my hospice nurse already told me about it. Remember that?
Yeah,
I
that,
said
was
that to
awesome.
You? I was like, that's
yeah.
so cool, because that's just amazing. So if you have someone else that's widowed in your life that could benefit, please share it with them. And
yes.
I think that I'm not going to say all the stuff. You know all the stuff. Email us. Get on our Facebook page. Thankfully,
Widow
you're still
goals.
There. Yeah, Widow Goals, if you want to donate, blah, 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 blah. But blah, anyways, blah, blah. We've been talking for a long time, but this has been a fun episode, so thanks.
It's
for...
only the longest episode that we've, like, almost ever done.
What is that? We've done 2-hour episodes. Well, not without a guest.
What?
No,
oh.
I'm thinking, like, Stacey's was 2.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Rob was 1.5 hours, but we are 1:18 just
and
by ourselves. So...
Yes, that's how we roll.
Yes, no, I love that episode.
So,
great.
On that note... Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, I thought you had like something to say. I was like waiting.
No, it was like, on
oh,
that note, let's
we're
cut
done.
It.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. We will see you guys next time.
God bless you all.
Bye.